USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Although it was a second straight quarter of negative economic growth, President Biden is rejecting the notion that the United States is in a recession. Instead, the president is pivoting toward the Senate's new Inflation Reduction Act, which he says without proof will help everyday Americans out.
It's a bill that will cut your cost of living and reduce inflation and it lowers the deficit. It strengthens our economy in the long run as well.
Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is blaming Democrats for the state of the economy and rising inflation. The man accused of attacking New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin is expected to appear in federal court in Rochester later today. He faces up to 10 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen. Keeps.com/Doug Steffen.
Eastern Kentucky is bracing for damages after being hit with torrential rain overnight. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear notes the gravity of the situation.
We're currently experiencing one of the worst, most devastating flooding events in Kentucky's history.
The governor also declaring a state of emergency for parts of eastern Kentucky and warns the recovery process could take years for some. 9/11 families are protesting outside former President Trump's New Jersey golf course as the LIV Tour begins today. Some New Jerseyans see an issue with the Saudi-backed LIV tournament, while others don't.
It's not a big deal. You know, there's dirty money coming into all corporations.
I don't feel bad about having a competing golf league. I feel bad that somebody like the Saudis are funding it, that's all.
It's golf. I don't think too far into it.
The Mega Millions jackpot set for Friday night now stands at $1.2 billion. USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
A teen who allegedly attacked a New York City police officer in the subway has been released without bail on account of second-degree assault of an officer. New York gubernatorial candidate and Congressman Lee Zeldin tells Mornings with Maria that victims should have a voice when it comes to bail.
Because the system's not working, they're still on the streets committing more crimes.
Some workers in the United Kingdom are striking.
Some 40,000 railway workers in the United Kingdom went on strike Wednesday over pay, job security, and working conditions. The union said strikes were necessary as wages have failed to keep pace with UK inflation. Like the United States, the UK battles its worst inflation crisis in decades. The nationwide 24-hour strike brought the rail network to a virtual halt with only 1 in 5 trains running. Lance Pride, USA Radio News. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulations earlier this week served a complaint to a Miami bar that offered a lewd drag show specifically targeting children. The complaint comes after a viral video surfaced that shows a half-naked drag stripper with underwear filled with money leading a little girl by the hand around the bar during the show. If the bar is found to be in violation of the law, the state will remove its liquor license. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.